Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to have some live music here in the studio with those couple of wanderers. Faith Kelly and Kasmin Moon are going to be wandering by. That's right, Radio Catskill, live music, you know, listening local. You can't really hear this kind of stuff anywhere else. But I do love singer-songwriters, and I don't know if you're familiar with, they call themselves a couple of wanderers because they are one of the few musicians I know that go out regularly on tour, and that is what their life centers around. Faith Kelly and Kasmin Moon. Faith Kelly just released a new recording recently, and it's called Halfway Decent. So we're going to listen to the title track from Faith Kelly. This is Halfway Decent.
Driving down Highway 17 to go play that open mic with the friends. Going down Highway 95 south, think we'll take that better scenic route. Roaming all over 81 where I've learned to drive but I won't learn to fly. Driving all over the USA, what we can't find out today. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cruise across that floor. Really going on in Texas, driving on interstate 10 west, gonna go far but not too L.A. far. Driving all over the USA, gonna see what the people have got to say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Looks like I forgot my clothes in the back. Oh, we won't talk about that. Don't wanna be camped up, can't just that. So we bought it, a truck and brought it. So why not give them a little room? Driving all over the USA, gonna tell them what we all have got to say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Did you know those roads we drive on were paved by your pappies, 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 and those nanas that we drove.
Faith Kelly, that's called Halfway Decent. And, you know, it's great to have live music. And musicians, they're just so unpredictable. They just wander around. You never know exactly where they're going to be or when. But here we are, and they're here. I'm so excited.
What's up?
And they're getting their headphones on, and everything's coming together as we kind of, you know, wander through this world and just try to make the best out of it.
You know? That's what it's all about, man.
That's what it's all about. So you know what I've had
do the hokey pokey
I've had
Kasmin, you turn yourself around.
Yeah, Kasmin, you were on my show for the first time back in 2019.
At the place
in Jeffersonville when we were hydropowered.
Christmas time.
So I guess it's been about eight times.
It was the holiday season.
6 to 8 times I've had you on. Not anybody's counting. And then when Faith came along, I've never had one without the other.
we just hang out.
So you guys are about to start a tour.
Yes.
Tell me about where you're going, and people, don't get jealous.
Well, okay. So back in October, we had a 6-week tour that we had to postpone. We don't like to use the word cancel because we had some van issues. So now it's a take two on tour 10.
Take two, tour 10. And clear the
and
set.
It's a
quiet on the set.
Tour 10, where it all began. So it kind of mirrors our first tour that we went on together back in 2022, where we took the route to Florida and back. And that was a 10-day tour. This is about 3 weeks.
Seriously? I didn't know it was 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We're shortening them up. You know?
You're going to come home all tanned.
Yes, that's the goal.
Our kind of end goal is to spend a little more time locally this summer.
Yeah.
You know? Hang out around home. There's a lot of places and things to do around here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in the summer.
Yeah. We're going to shake it up in the Catskills this summer, guys.
I love it. I love it. You know, we've had some amazing summer festivals right here that we've both been a part of. But, you know, Halfway Decent, when did you release that?
April 1st,
2025. 2025.
Yeah, it's almost a year old
it's
now.
It's almost a year old.
I know.
Old. God, time flies.
I know. I'm like, oh, yeah, my new album. Well,
uh-huh.
But I'm working on another one, so.
Okay, she's done an album.
Well, Richard Travis can attest to the fact that I've had a new album for 12 years. You know? If he's listening, he knows.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I can feel you there. You've done an album. I got to do one more song. Just one song, please. Please just let me have it. Please just give me some guidance and let me have a song. I have the words and I have some other bits and pieces, but damn, it's hard for me to write a song.
You know, don't rush it.
You know, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's what Jesse Wells said, who I very much admire. He said, it's not going to be, when he was talking about songwriting, he said, it's not going to be your last song.
Yeah.
And I'm acting like, oh my God, this has got to be the best song I ever wrote. It's very intimidating.
Well, sometimes you just got to, you know, even if you're jamming out on like one thing, just keep jamming and then you're going to make a mistake. You're going to mess up a chord.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to be like, wait a minute.
That's the magic chord.
Wait a minute. That actually sounds cool. And then you're like, oh, new part. Sounds good.
Exactly. So anyway, I love the way that you you do exactly that. I mean, it seems like it's all, you know, how many? You've done three albums now.
Solo, yeah.
Three solo albums. That's a lot, you know. You're just regularly writing and performing, so bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
We go on a tour, she comes back with three albums.
So tell me about, you're going down the East Coast. Do you stop along the way, or are you going?
Oh, yeah. Next Friday we'll be in Harrisonburg, Virginia, with our friend Ivan Basil. And he's been up here as Jaguardini, but he's going to be playing in Death by Bellows, his shanties act, and I'm really excited for it. It's like one of those things where you can come dressed as a pirate.
Oh, you're talking sea shanties.
Sea shanties.
Yeah, if you come dressed as a pirate.
So that's our kickoff show. And I'm just excited to see our friend because we haven't seen him since, I guess, Jello Wrestling last year.
Yeah, last time when he had put his TV on your head.
I tore him up in the Jello Wrestling pool at the Dale. But yeah, so we do that, and then we go to Newport News. And then we go to Hampstead, North Carolina. We've never been there. A lot of new places on this tour. And then we got the Soul Bar in Augusta, which is classic. And then we're off to Florida. We got Jacksonville. Oh, man, this is where Florida has so many weird little small towns. But I know we're hitting Melbourne and Winter Haven and
Tampa.
It's
really easy to play the whole state, though.
That's amazing.
Guess what? Yeah. We're playing
Key Largo.
Well, in Miami for the first time with Jan Appel and Eric Vanderzee.
Oh, well, now they've moved to Florida.
Yes.
So I would be disappointed if you hadn't had a chance to see
them. Oh, I'm so excited to see them and share a stage.
I've missed their presence here.
Yeah, that legendary venue, Churchill's.
Yeah. And then we come back up. We have a show in Macon, Georgia, which I'm really excited for that. And then, where else? Waynesville, North Carolina.
So you're not going any further west. You're kind of hugging the East Coast.
We're hugging the East Coast.
You're avoiding the snow at all costs. It's exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, today's actually a beautiful day out. So if you're out there,
it's so sunny. It's beautiful.
If you're out there driving around, first of all, thank you for listening and supporting public radio.
Thank you.
And also enjoy that sunshine today. I'm digging it. Eyes on spring.
Well, you know what? You sound like you feel really good. Maybe you'd sing a song for us.
You want me to sing a song?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. So while she gets her guitar... Netflix has just released a new documentary about Paul McCartney. It's called Man on the Run.
Ooh.
And, you know, I was like, you know, he was like my first true love, Paul McCartney, or John Lennon. I couldn't decide. So it was all about Wings. And it made me think of you, too. It so made me think of you because it was about after the Beatles had fallen apart, he tried to recreate a band. And what he did, it wasn't about going in. What he made Wings do was travel around, and they didn't rehearse. They played live gigs. Those were their rehearsals.
Yeah.
And they all traveled in a van. Seriously, when Wings started, Paul said, you know, this is
Wings.
How the Beatles did it.
Yeah.
Because they were kicking around, traveling around in a van, playing as many places as they could.
Yeah.
And they were together all the time. And the band was like a little family. Now it's just you and Kaz.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You do carry a whole lot of people in your emotional orbit, you know what I mean? And it's like a family tour. So I think it's an amazing life. And I think, you know, you got to define your own success, but I'm just hoping that more people find out about A Couple of Wanderers, because what is astounding is that these two, they document what they do. They take videos.
Yes, we do.
So Faith Kelly has, and I'm not saying Kaz when he isn't there, but Faith Kelly is like the project manager. Okay, we're going to do this now. She books all the gigs, and they really have a really entertaining YouTube channel. It's like a reality show. Where they document what they do, whether they have local open mics or where they've traveled.
We're documenting this right as we speak.
Yeah, they film the city that they're in before they do the gig. It's really fascinating. So a couple of wanderers on YouTube. And Faith Kelly's sitting here. She's got her guitar.
Yes, I do.
So my friend, what would you like to sing for us?
Well, I was going to ask you, want an oldie or a newie? Because I was thinking about playing, I have a brand new song I've been working on this winter.
Well, okay, brand new. You won me because, you know, the very first album, there's still songs on there that I identify with and I expect you to play them, but then you've written like 20 songs since then. But like, amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
One day I'll have to
truth
bring
for
the
change. Truth
I'll have
for
to bring
change.
The Moog in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't tell you guys she plays a Moog synthesizer or Moog.
Well,
it depends.
I'd love to like play Cosmicated in here, but you got to have the Moog for that.
Yeah, you got to have the Moog for that. All right. So you said you had a brand new song just kind of like coming out.
Well, it's not coming out yet, but I'm, you know.
I mean, out of the ether
and
into the ear.
Out of my heart and soul.
Yes.
But yeah, this is it's going to be the name of my next album. It's going to be the title track. It's called Worse for Less. And,
oh my God, it's one of those phrases. You have all these incredible phrases for crying out loud, for F's sake, you know, halfway decent. And now
worse for less. Well, it's like, for F's sake.
No worse for less than where? No. No worse than the less. There's a saying with worse for less in it. What is it?
Oh, she'll remind you in the song.
Okay, well, all right. I'm done talking.
It's kind of in the verse, right?
Yo, you think you can hand me the kazoo on the second part of the song? I'll hold it for this part, but you know what I mean? Like, you know when it comes up. Well, I don't have my normal rig here, and there's
she
kazoo
has a purple,
in the song.
She has a purple kazoo.
Well,
here's the thing.
Ready. If you come, well, tonight, just real quickly, we are playing at Van Smokey's out in Livingston Manor at 8 o'clock. It'll be our kind of, you know, going away show. Of course, we have the open mic at the Catskill Brewery on Monday. That's 6 to 9. So come on out and play. But if you ever see me at a show, and this is if you're going to Florida or if you're up in New York in the Catskills, I always have kazoos with me, and they're always for free or for three. So you can buy us a gallon of gas or just take the dang kazoo. Because and they're handmade.
They got Faith written on the back. I got two.
She didn't mold the plastic for it.
Yeah, I didn't. I bought the kazoo, but I duct taped the ends and I paint the top of them. And it has my Instagram tag on the back.
Yeah, handcrafted. They're all handcrafted.
So the children will be like, I love this kazoo. And 10 years later, be like, who's Faith Kelly? And then we'll have rock shows.
Okay, I want to hear this song, and then I want to hear more.
All right. This song goes out to everyone who's out there rocking and working really hard. I just angle myself a little bit. All right.
Perfect. Good.
We sold our souls to that rock and roll, yeah, you know. We make this music our job, and sometimes that means we've gotta go to work. 'Cause we've all got bills to pay and a cat to feed, so let's get her done no matter what it takes. 'Cause you know we've done worse for less to make that petty cash. Here we are, hell's waiting room again. I just wanna go make some music with my friends. 'Cause we all out here doing our best, selling our likeness on the internet. 'Cause you know we sold our souls to that rock and roll, yeah, you know. We've done worse for less to make that petty cash, you know. Yeah, you know. Whoop, do, 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 do.
We sold our souls to that gosh darn rock and roll. Yeah, you know, we've done worse for less to make that petty cash, you know. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know.
Faith Kelly live here on Radio Catskill. Less for worse. Wow, so autobiographical. I mean, there's no illusion about what you're talking about. That's fantastic. I love that, Faith.
But we've all done worse for less to make some petty cash.
Yeah. We've all done worse for less. Wow, I love it. That's halfway decent, darling.
Thank you. That, well, you know, it's funny. I was like, oh, I got the what do you call it? Like the structure of it wrong at the end there, but you guys won't know. You know,
it's in creation. It's moving.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to bring it to you guys.
So you're playing Van Smokies tonight?
Yes, we are.
So you'll have your whole Moog set up there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I might even bust out my ukulele.
I saw Okay, ukulele people, I almost talked right over that. I've heard some of the ukulele songs, and they're older.
Yes.
And it's really such a different, it's it's more folk than rock and roll. I'm going, wait a minute.
Did we bring the ukulele?
Yes.
Uh-huh, there we have it.
I mean, you know, I could always go out and get it.
Oh, I want to hear you sing, too.
I mean, you know.
So I saw one of your videos where you were playing with a horde of drummers. Like a whole, there was like 15 guys standing behind you with
So let me explain.
That was so interesting.
The trash talkers.
Okay, thank you.
Out from Akron, Ohio. Wasn't last weekend. I guess it was 2 weekends ago now. Our friend John Devine invites us out every year to play the Fosnot Festival. It's this year
by our friend Flicker.
Oh my
cool,
god, dude!
Cool.
It was awesome. So we drove out to this year was in Barberton, Ohio. So we drove out there a few weekends ago. And I was, you know, we were wrapping up our set. We played for about 2 hours. And, you know, he makes a very, eclectic show. You know, like you have Flicker, you got Polka.
There's
Fire Dancers.
Oh, I know Polka. Brave Combo out of Denton, Texas was a polka band.
One of the best shows I ever went to was I was with my brother Paul, and we went to go see Brave Combo.
They were buddies of mine a long time ago in college.
It was so cool.
No way.
Yeah, we'll check out the Polka Maniacs.
The Polka Maniacs. Oh, okay,
so
I'm down for that.
They bring out
I'd
a giant hot
that.
Dog and make everyone limbo underneath it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
There's a burning of the Winter Man effigy.
Old Man Winter effigy. So what happened is, you know, it's a very eclectic show, and you know, I'm about to wrap up my set, and all these kids start coming through with their drums, and I remembered about.
But they
six
had
of them
drums
year.
Around their necks. It wasn't like djembes. It was like
they have like trash cans. Some of them have them around their neck. Like,
yeah.
So Kaz came up to me and he's like, "Do you want to see if you want to jam Notebook with these kids?"
Uh-huh.
And so you know, it's funny. Like they came in and I was like, "I remember you guys from last year," and I was like, "F yeah." You know, I'm not going to say what I really said on the radio.
Yeah, no, thank
but
you.
But it
appreciate
was funny because then I said, well, it's funny because I looked over at the teacher and I was like, oh, wait, are they in high school? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, they heard it. Do they want to come jam with me? And the teacher was like, yeah, go do it.
Yeah, excellent.
And these kids came up, man, and we jammed my song Notebook, which I'm actually producing a music video for. It should come out here. I think I want it to come out the first day of spring is my goal. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to sing that today.
So you've got 3 weeks on tour.
Yeah. So we leave Friday and we come back. We'll be home by March 30th.
And so you can't do this video till you get back. Yeah.
Oh,
she might squeeze it in before this.
She's gonna. This is what's gonna happen. She's going to shoot all the footage, right?
We have like two more scenes to shoot.
So it's going to get done. Okay. And then while we're on the road.
Oh, I edit it.
She'll edit it while she's driving.
Because now do you take turns driving? Because when I've seen your videos, and I've seen quite a few of them.
He drives a lot. A
couple of wanderers, by the way, on YouTube. He does drive a lot. I'm sure you do. I've never seen
you
drive.
Well, you know, the thing is she puts so much into the booking of the tours and like the legwork of the tour that the least I can do is most of the driving.
That's my man. You know? That's my man. You look great behind the wheel too. I feel really confident.
Yeah, I like driving anyway.
You're taking the big new cushy van.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're taking Bon.
Thanks, Jim and Tracy.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that van.
Bonnie Grace, the jam.
And I mean, because we haven't talked in a while. I'm Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then, and this is Radio Catskill, and this is Faith Kelly and Kaswyn Moon.
So
last time we talked, not only did you get the beautiful Bonnie band going, but you got Lulu back alive. Whoa!
Now
they got two vans, people.
It's all thanks to Old School Cycle and Auto.
So they got a fleet. And someday it's going to be a caravan.
It is all thanks to Old School Cycle and Auto out in Starlight, Pennsylvania, our mechanics. we're serious about this, though, man. Like, they took an issue that we thought, I mean, like, and Lulu still needs some major work done before we'd like take her to Arizona or something.
But you can drive her around town.
Oh yeah, and that's that was huge this winter.
Ooh.
Oh my God, they saved us, man.
It's complicated, you know. People think, you know, wouldn't it be just incredible to be amusing? What a free, easygoing life. But then, you know, when you're actually in the heart of it, there's nothing more fun than being in a band. I was fortunate to really just have one band that it was a real band, and it was one of the high points of my life. I'll never forget it.
Was that here or was that
the Bleecker Street Reality Band.
Oh man.
Back in the 90s in Manhattan.
Oh.
I'll never forget it.
Is there any way I can hear any of that?
Collaborative. Yeah, I do have.
I want to hear that.
We did get a spec deal at the power station, 300 hours, 14 tracks. And then we broke up.
Oh, you know, that's how it goes sometimes, though. Little moments in time. Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But you know what?
It
takes up all your energy and all your time. But I would, you know, sometimes people talk about work-life balance. And you have to balance it because you might be working at something that you don't love or is not really who you are. You're in an office and you're really good at what you do and you're paying your bills and you've done worse for less. But, you know, being a musician... It's seamless. Your work is your life. And at this point in my life, that is where I'm trying to head towards.
Yeah.
You know, but you started out much earlier in your life. And so I feel like you guys are living an incredibly, incredible life, a good life.
There's a lot of people behind it, though.
It's
that's
exciting.
The thing, you know, we say solo artist.
Yeah, but
you're not a solo artist. There's a whole army of people behind you.
Yeah.
You know? You're included in that army.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's like...
Well, the Catskill comp wouldn't exist without Kathy Geary.
No, well, please.
Which number three is coming
number
out.
Number three is coming out, we swear.
Don't worry. We're pushing back the date if you want to submit to the Catskill.
And just because Eric and Jana moved away, they're still in the Catskills in their hearts. And so they can, you know, we still got to have them there.
Yes, sir.
Eric Vandersee's been doing all these TikTok videos.
He's so
cool.
Man,
he's been doing awesome.
Lots of them.
I love watching him play guitar.
Oh, he's amazing.
Oh, man.
More on the TikTok than in person. He does the classical repertoire, and I'm going,
he makes it look so flawless and easy.
Well, you notice how he holds his guitar. It's practically vertical in his lap. It's 3 inches from
it looks like it's
the
floating.
Fingerboard is free. It's almost like he's playing it like a stand-up.
Why, he's never going to get carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's almost like playing a cello or anyway, so we talk a lot, but the music is at the heart of it all. So Kaswyn has got his guitar out here. And Faith, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Moving your microphone over there. So Kaswyn Moon.
I wasn't really sure what to play today, but I just see what happens.
I like that approach. He's got a lot of stickers on his guitar.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see it. They're all given to me by somebody.
Uh-huh. All right, so Kaswyn Moon has released a recording. It's called Aquaterra, and I'm not sure where you can find it, but we'll
just
find
come
out.
To a show.
Just come to a show, people. Come to a show. Okay. This is Kaswyn Moon live.
Come to a show or text me. I'll send you whatever you want. Thank you. sitting in that room, just killing time. That was made just to die on my shelf. Yeah. I know the reasons why, why we all lie to ourselves just to live. 'Cause winter was the season, frozen solid. From what I've learned, yes, I could say it was a gift. It's at these times I wish that I could change. But I sit on the stage with the fool's guitar, and these songs, just like chess, are my game. Now you see me on the streets, just as lost as a soul could become. And I know you laughed at me. Yeah, to be honest, it don't bother me none. Yeah, to be honest, just don't bother me none. No, do not even bother with me at all. Yeehaw.
I know that song, but you've added a lot of new lyrics to it.
Yeah, Matthew song.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So, you know, I love having live musicians on my show, and one thing I've really never done before is I've never done a live stream.
Ooh.
So it's just, you know, it's
I'll
you gotta
talk
be,
live streams all day.
You gotta be an octopus to, you know, run the board and get all these faders.
You would kill it on.
I mean, check out this, you know, all the screens and all the stuff. We got a computer over here, and then to actually, now I'm holding the phone and I'm doing a live stream on.
You're
Facebook.
You're doing a live stream
right now on Facebook.
Hello, everyone on Facebook.
Now and then, WJFF Radio Catskill. And here, I'll flip it around. I can't flip it around. Anyway, so, you know, I haven't really ever done a live stream on my radio show before. So this is kind of cool.
This is the first time.
I should probably actually get a tripod and do some kind of podcast because I broadcast live every week. You know, listen local, you know, local culture here on Radio Catskill. So, Kaswyn, you know, you've mellowed a little bit musically. Your lyrics are not quite as caustic. I mean, you do have some, I love the insights.
I'm getting old, Kathy.
You put things into words, but you seem a little happier in your lyrics.
Yeah.
Because I remember you did come blowing back here to the East Coast after going through some kind of a trip in Los Angeles.
That was a trip, all right.
Yeah. And then Faith.
Yes.
So I'm looking, okay, all right, it's okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going for Kaz. Now it's Faith. Okay, answer my questions.
Okay.
You've also changed so much since I first met you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's incredible to see, you know, that transformation.
Thank you.
Because you are so together.
You know, we get a lot of help from the other side.
Yeah. So. Well, I also think of something you told me once, because a lot of times, you know, if you're a musician, you know what it's like. You've got more people on stage than is in the audience. And everyone who's ever played a live gig as a musician at some point has experienced that.
Yeah.
And then Kasman said, well, Kathy, there's all these people that have always loved you, and they're in the room whether they're alive or not.
Yeah, they're right there with you.
They're right there with you. And that has really, I think of that.
I mean, how many people you know you love that died?
Yeah, you know? let's not list them all because they're still here. So, all right. So, Faith, she's got a guitar nearby too.
Oh, hand me that thing.
And hand me that thing.
Hand me that thing.
Hand me that thing.
Old Cross.
Hand me that thing.
This poor guitar, man. It's taken so many tumbles with me.
You know, it's funny. at the Catskill Brewery, there was a WJFF fundraiser two hosted. It was really an amazing evening.
It's so much
and
fun.
I actually saw someone else play your guitar, Faith, and I'm going, oh, someone else is playing Faith's guitar.
Oh, yeah, Cross gets around.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to say that on the radio, but my guitar, yeah, they Cross gets around pretty well. But, you know, I think Masha played it.
Yeah, that was it.
Masha and I'm like, oh, of course I'll let Masha play my guitar.
Didn't somebody bleed on your guitar one time?
Oh, yeah. This poor guitar is, hold on. I got to put this thing back around. This guitar has been through the ringer. But that's the thing, like what you were saying about how we've changed and stuff. I just wanted to add, like, you know, let me switch that out of the way. It's just kind of cool because we're all growing up together, man. You know, like you never really stop growing up. Like just because you become adults, we're all still growing and living and healing and dealing.
Hopefully.
Oh, we're growing up together.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, you know, I know someone sitting right in front of me who put out a music video. I can talk about that because I produced it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
I produced Kathy Geary's music
video.
It was
my very first original song music video.
For Sleeping Outside. So, yeah, go check out Couple of Wanderers, sure, but go check that out.
That to me is like, it's like I can go back there in time. It's like, for me, it's like a little time capsule.
Yeah, me and Kevin had so much fun that day just waiting for you guys.
Well, we were, it's funny because I just showed that. Who did I show? Oh, I showed it to, oh my God. I showed it to Franny. I did an awesome photo shoot over at Franny's photography studio out in Calicoon. If anyone needs photos done, this place is popping. She's an amazing photographer.
Really? Where's she located?
Calicoon. Like right by the hospital. Awesome studio.
Oh.
Yeah, right across the road from the hospital, there's this little plaza
on North 97.
Yeah.
You go North 97, you go across
from the
hospital.
Then you got the Garnet Hospital there and uh-huh. like Kitty
and
Corner
across
the street. There.
Yeah, I've seen that little plaza. I've never visited, so there's a photographer there, so if you need
Well, and well, and Franny is really cool because you...
Didn't you just do a Western headshot?
Yeah, well, we did like four looks. I haven't even... She's still working on the edits and whatnot, but... we did do a Western. That was our fun run.
Oh my God! You looked so.
Well, that's the look from the 50 years music video.
Yeah, yeah,
that we
exactly.
did over at Arrowhead Ranch.
But you had a certain more of a tough girl killer look kind of when you did that.
Oh, okay. we're gonna make a film out of that. Don't worry about that. But yeah. So where was I? I went on a tangent. Franny Studio, taking a step back.
Thanks a lot, Pelky.
Oh, how we've changed that we're still growing.
Oh, yeah, we're still growing, man. And
thank God, you know. I know people that I feel like they're frozen in time.
That's what it was.
I see people my age and I go, what have you been doing? You look like you're 20 years older than me. Aren't you
still
alive?
Music keeps you young.
So alive.
And young in the heart and soul because it's healthy to sing. Whether you're learning guitar or whether you're a seasoned musician or you're going out to sing karaoke once a week. It's good to get oxygen to your brain. Well, seriously,
open
it's like,
mics,
if I feel like crap and I'm not, and I'm like, I want to do a live stream or I want to practice. I'm like, oh, I don't know. As soon as I start singing, my brain feels better and everything feels better. Yeah. So everyone listening out there, if you want to sing, just go sing. But that's what it was. I was telling you about Franny because I had showed her your music video and I'm looking at it going, oh my God, September was so nice. And that's what these things are. The albums, the music videos, they're all just little moments in time. And
I got criticized.
You got criticized?
I got criticized for the video because my friend said to me, Kathy, you don't look that old in person.
What?
And I was proud because, you know,
I thought you looked great.
I'm at a certain age, and if I have lines coming out from the edges of my eyes, if I have lines at the edges of my face, that's my character. It's taken me a lifetime to build that.
Well, those are your stories, man.
Yeah, yeah. But she was going by the idea that we're all trying to grow out of what it means to be female and what is beauty. See, I see beauty at a variety of ages, especially as you get older. Older looks better.
I mean, how lucky are we to age? Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't get to.
I love your beauty, Faith, and I love your music. What would you like to sing for us?
Well, I could give you another newie. I'll give you any oldies.
Okay,
you know?
But you know what? I mean, we're on live radio. I mean, we want give us another newie.
I'm going to give you a newie. So,
okay, people, get ready.
All right. So this song I'm compelled to play because we are leaving on this tour, and there's a lot of shout outs to different places that we've been, and especially the Catskills in the first and then the last verse. This song is called New Memories. And yes, I named it after New Memories right out here in Parksville. Can't wait to see all the events happening there all summer long. Go check it out. But I named it this because a few winters ago, we were doing like a First Friday, right? The Lolly Bombs were there and like all, you know, Bryson was there and it was kind of cold. And I was just jamming on this little riff and it's kind of similar start to the other Newie song, but I'm not really good at playing C, so I'm trying to get better at playing C, so I'm writing some C songs.
All I heard that night was like some strumming and some howling.
Yeah. Well, this is a sing-along song, so if you're driving around, feel free to sing along. And Kathy, you can sing. Kaz, I don't care. But there's a little thing in the middle. So I was jamming these things, and Bryson Brooks comes up on stage, and he starts doing this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And he did it throughout the whole song, and I was just kind of jamming. You know, a lot of the lyrics are similar, but... And then as time went on and I was playing the song more at shows, and we were up at the Cena Farm Brewery, and there's a gaggle of kids, and I gave the kids kazoos and washboards, and we set up a microphone, and these little kids went up there, and during the song, and you guys, you'll hear if you stick around to hear the song, but they started doing this thing there. They'd go, ooh, 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 ooh. And it was like, I was like, man, this is getting like really almost like animalistic. You know what I mean? Like, and then, of course, over at the Dale, when Devin and Minnie sing along, it just gets nuts. Yeah. So it's cool because I want it to become a sing-along song. So if anyone out there feels compelled to just sing along in your own style, that's what it's all about.
It's like Devin and Minnie helped write the song.
Yeah.
The White Birch Band. Bryson.
The White Birch Band. Yeah, I asked the parents of the kids. I was like, what's the name of the band? They're like, the White Birch Band. And I was like, all right. So all these people are mentioned in the final verse of the song, so... His song is called New Memories. I'm just going to angle that a little more. Oh, I forgot I had headphones on. There we go. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for being for your patience.
Open mic up in the Catskills and said, oh, well, why not? Let's go hit the road and we'll play to some people we thought we'd never know, like y'all. But don't you worry, Pap, I will not forget where I am from, Duncannon, Pennsylvania. But Appalachia, you cannot halt this wandering soul. Remember when we said, why not, let's tour out to Minot? Cause why would you fly over all those drive-through states and make some friends in the Dakota place? And I have never been to LA, but I'll party in Houma, Louisiana day. I will tell you what the bayou has got. Say And y'all know that I left a big piece of me down in Bisbee, Arizona. But I cannot begin to tell you why that magnetizer kept us on home. And all our friends up north told us to be careful when we drove down south to Florida. And all we came home was with a pocket full of friends and a great suntan. Ooh. Everyone. Y'all ever partied in Greenville, the North and South Carolina? Oh, I tell ya, if you go on down, you will spaz on out. So when we roll back up to that DIY venue, I just hope to see all of my friends alive and well. Yeah, yeah, I tell you what I know. Oh, you know I love you so. And I cannot lie that I cried when I heard about Montpelier, Vermont, and then, yeah, Asheville. I did not know our mountains could drown. So when I hear about those high winds hitting the Midwest, I just think about my gals down in Kansas. And yeah, I'll tell you what I know. Oh, you know I love you so. Time I sing this song, I just hope the White Birch Band is with me, singing along out at the scene of our brewery out in Worthington. That's Massachusetts. Or maybe we'll be back at that open mic out at the Dale, and I'll be singing along with Devin and Minnie, and you know that we will keep you there all night long. Perhaps we'll be back at the spot where this song was birthed at the New Memories out with Brass and Brooks. And yeah, I'll tell you what I know. Oh, I hope that you are well out in Texas. So next time we roll up into your little town, I just hope to see all of y'all still loaded around. And yeah, I'll tell you what I know. Yo, you know I love you so.
Got to hold that last note because you're holding on in the moment.
All right, that's Faith Kelly with one of her new songs, and it's just like, do you know these people? Do you know this story? It's like almost like journalistic songwriting. It's like a little snapshot of your life. It's really, I love it.
Yeah, man,
I love it. Really, worse for less.
Well, I wouldn't be me without a lot of people. You know what I mean, around here and on the road. So. You know, I could keep writing songs about myself and stuff, but I want to, you know, I like singing about my friends,
too.
I love it.
Well, you know, it takes a little bit of everything. But we do have enough time for another song from Caswyn Moon here.
Yes, please.
Because, you know, you can't come on the radio. We can talk all afternoon, but you have got to play.
There's going to be an off-air conversation with Kathy Geary after this.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. It's local culture, you know. Yeah. It's totally local culture. You can't hear this anywhere else.
Well, and we've been around America, mm-hmm. but the Catskills really, truly does have a magical music scene. So
it's true, isn't it?
It really.
I mean, I come up out of Texas, where there was a million guitar players, but there wasn't a lot of bands. You know, I mean, it was all about the guitar players and stuff. Up here, it's about singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
I swear, it's really amazing.
Oh, but we do got a few cool bands cooking out there.
Yeah, well, oh, please.
I mean, come on.
There's so much
talent. I can't wait to go see CRISPR.
It's crazy because the music industry has changed so much now. The labels don't do what they used to do.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself, you know, to a certain level before they'll even be. And you
but
know
the
what?
Cool thing is
you can be
do...
success without having any label
well,
interest
you can
at
do,
all.
That's it. You can do so much on your own now. It's like I can go on, book my own tours, do my own promo.
You ever been to Electric Chords show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Electric Chords. Well, you know, a Catskill compilation is coming out. And Caswyn is going to be on that compilation, along with Faith Kelly. Maybe I'll even jump on. So, Caswyn, what would you like to sing for us?
I don't know.
I see. I love that. In the moment, like, what comes out of that guitar?
I don't know, it's such a nice day today. I got to think about my Buddhists up there in
Worksboro. It's so sunny. It is very sunny.
Because I don't know, when there's a nice day like this, it makes me think of we went up there to Worksboro and hung out with the Buddhists. They invited Faith Kelly to come up and play some music, and it was a really awesome day and a nice time. And so, like, when I was driving today, I was like, oh, man.
I love it. I always thought that Buddhism was a religion, but it's not a religion, it's a practice. It's like practicing yoga. It's a practice.
I don't know. You know, I'm not really sure what it is, but it was a really good
time.
See,
Buddha is not necessarily revered as a god.
You ever heard of the Slambovian Circus of Dreams?
From you, my
friend. Yeah, well, they got a great song called Talking to the Buddha.
Talking to the Buddha.
Yeah, it's off the album Flapjacks from the Sky.
Okay, well, I would recommend Buddha on a Hill by David Crosby.
That's a good one, too.
Well,
yeah,
that's a great song.
Yeah, I played that last week on my show. So, Caswyn, this is Caswyn Moon.
I guess it's called Wei Wu Wei.
He's our gypsy troubadour.
You know, and then there was good friends, Julian and the whole crew there. They kidnapped the song and put good, like, neat stuff to it. Ian Roberts.
I heard Wei Wu Wei.
Yeah, it's on that Catskill compilation.
Yeah. There were some different treatments. It sounded like a different song in different people's hands. So nothing is nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing.
See if I can get through this puppy.
You can do it. Chip Farrelly's playing in my head.
Man, I miss that dude.
I miss him a lot.
He's the only dude who could do the bass line to this.
I'm gonna study that video I have of you at Rafters. I'm gonna learn that bass line. I gotta get a bass player.
Consistency is illogical. A topic for the trivial. Endlessly we bitch and moan, just to etch our meaningless names in stone. Taking shelter in false beliefs, racist gods and hidden schemes. All answers meant to pacify. Only sheep believe the lie. Design without a name. For sanity's sake, we build the lies, explaining why we live and die. A
vicious cycle of pointlessness. We all broke our minds questioning this. When the prime directive was non-existent. Cause chaos is the only constant. Cause nothing means nothing means nothing means nothing. 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 In the end. Existence is illogical, a topic for the trivial, yet endlessly we bitch and moan just to etch our meaningless names in stone. Taking shelter in false beliefs of racist gods and hidden schemes. Answers meant to pacify, only sheep believe the lie.
Thank you for being, and thank you for playing your beautiful music for us.
Thank you for having us here.
Listen to it.
Love you guys.
When I got that text from you, I was like, of course I will meet up with you on Saturday. Hell yeah.
By the way, I just want to say,
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we had live music with a couple of wanderers. You can find them on YouTube. A couple of wanderers, Faith Kelly and Kaswyn Moon, live here in the studio. I hope you enjoyed the conversation, the company, and the music. I hope you're well. I hope that you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, a community bank serving Sullivan County and beyond for more than a century. Rooted in local relationships and growing with our customers, Jeff Bank offers full-service personal and business banking with a commitment to service. Jeff.Bank, member FDIC. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.